The Tony Awards on CBS last night had performances from some of the biggest new musicals on Broadway. Mean Girls, Frozen, The Band's Visit. Then there was a song from a Broadway classic, sung by high schoolers, that stole the show.
The surprise moment began with Matthew Morrison. He was talking about performing with other Broadway stars at a benefit concert after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
For us, it was a life-changing experience to see these inspiring young people channeling their intense feelings of hurt and rage and sorrow into art.
Morrison explained that afterwards, one of the students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School reached out to organizers of the Tony Awards. The student, Tansel Phillip, wanted to appear on the Tonys to thank the Broadway community. But instead of a speech, this happened.
Please join me in showing your love for the members of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Drama Department.
The curtain went up. Audience members rose to their feet. 16 survivors of the shooting stood on stage behind microphones. The boys in ties, the girls in fancy dresses.
525,600 minutes. 525,000 moments so dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? How about love?
Their teacher, Melody Hertzfeld, watched from the audience. Earlier in the evening, she received the Excellence in Theater Education Award. On the day of the shooting, Hertzfeld protected 65 students in her office and stayed with them for hours.
I remember on February 7th, sharing a circle with my beloved students and encouraging them to be good to each other when times were trying and to keep the family together, accept everyone and make a difference. And I remember only a week later, on February 14th, a perfect day, where all these lessons in my life and in their short lives would be called upon to set into action.
That's Melody Hertzfeld, drama teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, speaking at last night's Tony Awards.